بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب تعجيل قضاء الدين عن الميت والمبادرة إلى تجهيزه إلا أن يموت فجأة فيترك حتى يتيقن موته. إمام نووي رحمة الله عليه, he explains a chapter on hastening to fulfill the debts on behalf of the deceased and hastening also in his burial arrangements unless he passes away suddenly, in which case the body at times is left until the death is confirmed. So in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is explaining two important aspects. Number one, fulfilling of one's debts, and especially after the mayyit passes away and he still has debts that have to be sorted out, then his heirs should try and sort out his debts. And the second thing is, we should not delay in the burial. Many times people wait for an entire day just because some relative is coming from somewhere far. So we should avoid this. Unless there is some accident or whatever happens, Allah protect us. And then the person has to, they have to certify the deceased, that the deceased, the person has died. Then that's a different aspect. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نفس المؤمن معلقة بدينه حتى يقضى عنه رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that the soul of a believer is left suspended because of his debts until they are paid on his behalf. So according to many of the scholars, they have mentioned that the soul of a believer is left suspended, meaning that its result is left pending. The decision is still not given for the soul to go to paradise. Allah forbid it goes to Jahannam. So the decision is not given until the debts are paid. So imagine the person is a good person. In fact, the narration mentioned also, even if he's a martyr, but his debts were not settled, then too his soul will be suspended until his debts are paid off. So again, in Sharia, we understand the importance of settling our debts. Many people take advantage, especially those who have the means. The hadith of Rasulullah is mentioned, مَطْلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ, a rich man, a person who has the means and is not paying off the debts and is making his creditors wait for the money, then this is tantamount to zulm and oppression. This person is regarded to be a zalim then. So again, this hadith that we're discussing this morning, it stresses and emphasizes the importance in Islam to pay off one's debts as quick as possible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person who incurs a debt and he has no intention of repaying that debt, that loan, he will pay for it with his good deeds in the day of Qiyamah. And your good deeds are extremely precious in the day of Qiyamah. Every good deed a person requires just to save himself from the fire of Jahannam. Now imagine on that day, your good deeds will be taken away and given to those people who you owed money in this world and you did not make any efforts in paying them. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentions that a person who takes a loan with the intention of not paying it back and he passes away, he will rise in the day of Qiyamah as a thief in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So even the death of a martyr, it does not absolve him of paying his debts. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even we'll find many incidents that he would not perform the janazah salah of a person who passed away having incurred debts. وعن حسين بن وحوح رضي الله تعالى أن طلحة رضي الله تعالى مريض فأتاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعوده وقال إني لا أرى طلحة إلا قد حدث فيه الموت فآذنوني به وعجلوا به فإنه لا ينبغي لجيفة مسلم أن تحبس بين ظهراني أهله رواه أبو داود. So in this hadith we're going to explain now the importance of hastening with the burial and not to delay the ghusl, the kafan, dafan, etc. Hussein bin Wahwa radiallahu ta'ala narrated Talha ibn Bara radiallahu ta'ala, he fell ill and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and visited him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw him, he said, I think that the time of Talha is up now. His demise is close, his demise is near. So he told the Sahaba to please inform me of when he passes away and hasten with it. Do not delay his burial. Because it is not appropriate for the corpse of a Muslim to be held back amongst his family people. So again, in this hadith, we we understand very clearly that the funeral proceedings should not be delayed. Once a person passes away, they should quickly make his ghusl, and then the kafan, the shrouding, and then the burial. And it is mentioned regarding the Talha, radiallahu ta'ala, when he passed away, or before passing away, he told the Sahaba, listen, don't give any botheration to Rasulullah, so don't burden him now to come and bury me. It's going to be late night, and it's already evening. So he said, if I pass away at night, I'm afraid that he may be attacked by the enemies just because he's coming to perform my janazah salah. Just bury me, and then you can inform Rasulullah the next day. And it happened like that he passed away at night, and they did not inform Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, show me where his qabr is. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and made dua, and he said that he made the following dua, the meaning of which is, oh Allah, I am happy with this sahabi of mine. Wallah, you be happy with him. So he's such a great sahabi, and we find this hadith that they did not delay with his burial. We should also, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.